theoretically. I believe it. I mean, I know why.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the one and only Sandy Williams. I want to go right to the phone lines, Evan. Let's bring those callers back. Yeah. Who do we have on?
We're on fire right now. We're going to start easy. We got Mark from the SAC.
All right. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, brothers. Yeah, it just strikes me, you know, that we are not the nation that we were at the time of the founding, that we've tried to incorporate some of the ideas of our foundational documents, like such as the Declaration of Independence, which declared that all men are created equal and that are entire, and I'm not using the right phrase, but they are, should be ensured basic, you know, basic rights, not including but not limited to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, I go back to what Hamilton, how Hamilton closed out his Federalist paper, 85. He says, "I know that powerful individuals in this and other states are enemies to a general national government in any possible shape." So Hamilton wanted to see a strong national government, even though some of the other members, you know, did not want to see quite that, you know, because Jefferson was initially opposed to the Constitution.
So Mark, listen, man, I for the lack of time, I don't want to go all the way back to those points, what is your thought process as, you know, what Sandy has been, you know, echoing?
What they're trying to do is roll back, you know, that because in after the Civil War, during Reconstruction, blacks were allowed to vote in the South and in the North. And as soon as Reconstruction ended, because blacks are being elected to national offices in both the states, you know, they're in statewide offices and offices, you know, to the federal government. But as soon as Reconstruction ended, the Southern states instituted laws to disenfranchise voters. And what do the Republicans want? I mean, that they want to keep people from voting, not just people of color. Anybody they want to keep from voting that's not going to vote their way. They want to limit the voting hours.
Hey Mark, I wish I had more time. We got many callers. Thank you very much for the call, Sandy.
Well, I think Mark's right. I mean, there is this thread that goes all the way back to the founders, and there was the discourse at the time of the Constitution that was the difference between a strong federal government and strong state governments. And the document was drafted to be a compromise between those in order to get it accomplished. And unfortunately, this whole stream of states' rights has continued to be a line of thinking amongst conservatives that has tried to preserve the power of an establishment, the power of a moneyed class, essentially, the property owners. And the problem is that this new voting, this new thrust in voter repression is another manifestation of it that's very worrisome, because it's really all designed to thwart one man, one vote being a principle that is applied simply and across the board.
All right. Who do we have up next?
Up next here, we've got Mark from Sussex.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. You have a question or comment? Be brief.
Just a quick question. So just first of all, I had a nice conversation with Evan, and I really appreciate you taking my call. I think the Democrats have a substantial bigger problem than just the African-American vote. When you take a look at the legal immigrants coming from Cuba, legal immigrants coming from Mexico, legal immigrants coming from other countries, they are all upset with the whole thing that's happening on our southern border, coming in illegally, getting a free pass. My question to you, Earl, is, you know, you mentioned earlier that you and your people in your age group would never become a Republican,
voter. Yeah.
So I would say, what has the Democratic Party done other than Barack Obama? I will give you some love on that. But other than that, what else?
Well, so let me put it this way. What they haven't done is what Republicans are attempting to do now. And what Republicans have been doing over the last, since Ronald Reagan, doing everything within their power to make life more difficult for people of color. I've been around a little while, man. I'm 67 years old. and I paid attention to what has happened politically. And there's nothing that I've seen from the Republican Party that makes me believe. Now, and I'm critical of the Democratic Party, as I was at the beginning of this show. But there's nothing that I see from the Republicans that is for what's in the best interest, not just of the blacks in this country, but for the poor and the disenfranchised.
Yeah. Mark and I, we were talking briefly before this, and sort of what we met in the middle was it's that younger generation. You know, we have younger blacks, younger Latinos, voting Republican, right?
Well, and they don't know the history.
Exactly.
They don't know the history of what has taken place. Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, no, I think you're absolutely right. And I do think the caller is right. I can remember a cab ride I had in Colorado driven by a Mexican American woman who was a Trump supporter. And the reason she was that she had come into the country legally and was paying taxes and what have you. And she said she had these illegal immigrant friends who were getting access to Medicare and Medicaid. She couldn't afford to get medical care for her father, but the illegal immigrant couldn't. She was strident about it. So, I mean, I think we have to understand that he's right, that these issues go far beyond black and white. They just go to the issue of whether people feel like they're getting a raw deal or not out of the government and the way things are being handled by the government.
You know,
I think that is a relatively universal experience amongst people across all colors. And I think it's because, like I was saying earlier, our government has lost contact with Tom, Dick, and Mary, and it's only representing the interests of special interests. And the result of that is a great deal of disillusionment to the government and as well disillusionment to parties of old affiliation. The Republicans used to be a party purely of the establishment. So when this disillusionment develops, they suddenly become a party that has the potential to attract other people as well, people who were not a part of the establishment. So that's the worrisome trend, I think.
Who do we have up next, Evan?
Up next, we've got CJ. CJ from Stoughton.
Hey, CJ, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. I guess the thing is, for those millennials, the black community, they're tired of voting the same way and getting no resolutions for 40 years.
So here's what I'd say. What makes them believe they're going to get anything from the Republican Party?
Because there's candidates like Senator Tim Scott that tried to pass a crimes bill. And the Democrats, just the way they did with the infrastructure bill, they use it as a pawn. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is promising health care for all the illegals now. And you can't tell me that the black community and like the white community said, where's our health care? You're going to pay for theirs now. And, you know.
Well, let me intervene there, though, because the answer really is the answer that most of the European countries come up with, which is health care for all. Governor Newsom is saying you've got to provide health care to illegals. Well, you have to provide health care to sick people, right? Sick people without money can't be left on the street to either create infestations or otherwise simply die unwanted. And so, you know, the problem is not to say, well, he's offering health care for the illegal immigrants and not for all of the rest of Americans. Who is it that's blocking health care for all of the rest of the Americans? It's the Republican Party, which wants to stand in the way of, for instance, Medicare for all. If we had Medicare for all, we wouldn't be so worried about providing medical care for immigrants, illegal immigrants, who otherwise might die on the streets. So I find that the outrage over that kind of an issue is quite hypocritical and is basically pointing out a problem that is a creation of those who don't want to provide health care at all.
CJ, you can respond to Sandy.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you believe that the 175,000 that walked across the border, that's the only ones that we've caught, and there's been 2 million since Biden has taken presidency, that we should provide health care for all those as we drop them off in the middle of the night on airplanes with COVID? They've never been tested. This is just a symptom to create votes for the Democrat Party, just like the
mayor. Oh my goodness. You believe that these people are immigrating to the United States for the purpose of being Democrats? Because I don't think that has anything to do with their inclination to come across.
It literally goes to what we were talking about, as far as, you know, we have a generation of people tending to vote Republican, and it's these exact people.
Yeah, but I mean, the point here is that human beings require health care if they're sick, no matter where they're located. Homeless on the streets need to be tended to if they are ill. We don't want to be a country that suffers from vast infestations from unsterile deaths occurring on the streets. You know, that's what happens in third world nations. So we're going to take care of sick people in this country, and that's going to happen regardless of what the mechanism is for doing it. Well, the question is, how do we provide health care to everyone in the United States, including citizens?
Yeah.
And to point out that we've got illegal aliens coming in, who incidentally are part of the workforce. I think most of them pay taxes. Most of them are doing things that are actually beneficial to our country, although they are here illegally. But the issue you point out of whether we should provide health care to these human beings or not, let's just talk about human beings. Which human beings should we deny health care to, and which human beings should we provide health care to? Let's just talk about it in that fundamental way, and let's pretend we're in church on Sunday while we're having that conversation.
Well said, Sandy. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Yeah. Up next here, we've got Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. The second thing is, this whole problem comes down to money and politics, like I have been claiming for the last 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. It's all about money and politics. People have to have money to get elected. The people that are electing them are the ones that are getting the benefits. And we, the people, are not getting the benefits. And people like CJ, I hope that person that is undocumented coughs all over you and your children, and they end up being sick because we didn't have a Medicare for all system. That's the whole point of having everyone be medically taken care of, is so it doesn't spread things like COVID. And I'll tell you one thing we do need in this country more than anything else is a progressive media infrastructure, because the conservatives are taking over the media infrastructure on the right with all the Latino channels and all of the people that are coming here from different countries. And they are being as brainwashed and voting against their best interests as much as CJ and all of these other people that call up. And all they do is spew the talking points that came right from the right-wing radio stations. Do they have a damn thought in their head at all?
Sandy, you want to respond?
No, I can't respond about who has thoughts in their heads. I like some of the thoughts that some people have more than some of the thoughts that other people have. But
no, I guess, Sandy, from the perspective of we do have the.
I agree with this, Tom. I definitely agree that, as I was saying before, the government is not representing the interests of Tom, Dick, and Mary. It's representing the interests of special interests, and it's doing so at an increasing rate. And it is driving a wedge between the people and their government. And it's driving a wedge between people and their trust in any of the institutions that they relate to, including their political parties. I guess if you become unhappy in the United States with one political party, you either start a new one or you jump to the other one. And I guess I wish more people had the inclination to start a new one rather than to simply jump to the other one, because I think, obviously, the difference between the two parties right now is remarkable. And it would be very hard to understand why Tom, Dick, or Mary would want to jump into the Republican Party.
You know, Sandy, the inherent dangers in what is taking place. And I always say, not just so much for your and my and Tom's generation, but for your grandchildren and others. We've got to stop this. It's our generation that's created this. It's going to take our generation to stop it.
Well, I think so. And I think our generation has an easier time. We've stopped going to work each day and being responsible to, in a, an establishment that maybe put some limits on our discretion to think and talk and be independent. And now we have great independence, and I would hope that more of us would exercise our independence by speaking the truth, truth to power. Yeah.
Well said, my friend. We've got to go to a break. We'll come back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.